Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to the fourth and final hour of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. It's about 1 minute past 2 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone on Saturday morning, February 17th, 2007. And I'd like to welcome all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening on the Internet at www.republicbroadcasting.org or franklyspeakingradio.com. And our phone number, if you'd like to ask some questions, weigh in with your thoughts on any of the things we've discussed thus far, feel free to do so. 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Our guest this evening, Greg Colson, welcome back to the show, sir.
Yes, sir.
I really appreciate your time and your analysis. I think it's fantastic information. One of the things that I see as a real hot spot here, in addition to, of course, all the animosity that's building up slowly in the Middle East, is towards the United States, is this situation of this archaeological excavation taking place at the Dome of the Rock, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and the Temple Mount, all sort of in the same spot, and what is happening here. And anybody, and I know you followed it extensively,
yes,
anybody that's been looking at this sees this as being a real issue. Many, many, many people, from archaeologists to politicians in Israel, have said, no, this is not necessary for us to do this. But the government is going ahead and doing it anyway. And in essence, what they're trying to do is repair this gate and this bridge that they claim were damaged in an earthquake as well as a snowfall. And obviously, the Arabs are extremely incensed about this because, in essence, there have been many, many, many organizations out there, some in Israel and some without, that all say that, hey, we have to rebuild the temple. Of course, that would be the one destroyed in 70 AD, which was the second one, Solomon's Temple. And this whole concept, I think, is going to really, really, really kick things off if something happens. Now, the last time they excavated, which was in the 90s, they used some tunneling technology, and I guess it caused some structural integrity issues with some of these, with the mosque. It actually caused a lot of cracks to appear and whatnot. So this is there's nothing new. They've been attempting this for a while now. Now they've got the excuse they're going in, and it's going to be a nasty situation, I think, Greg. But go ahead and take us through your analysis of it all.
Yes, sir. One of the key things I've seen in that is they've talked about the Israelis have been doing some excavations under the mosque, yes, back in the 90s. One of the things they were looking for was evidence of where the temple actually sat. The Arabs, Jews got messed up about this too when they found that the Arabs were going in and doing digs after they completed their operations, and they were going in to destroy every piece of evidence they could possibly find, that artifacts of any kind that would prove that the Jews were correct. And they know they are correct. They know it exists. They make this claim that this Dome of the Rock thing has always been there. It's always been there. It's only been there about, 700 AD. They're not really playing with a full deck if they think that they're going to get by with this. And these people, the Israelis, have found this cistern that points to where this actual temple actually set. And it's a little bit farther south and a little bit farther east what they previously suspected it was, which means it doesn't interfere where the mosque is sitting at, so the temple will sit in a different spot. But the conclusions that will be drawn from this once they build this temple is going to be really problematic for the Arabs, because this area where the mosque would sit would be considered the court of the Gentiles out in the area from where the temple is going to be. There's a real thing that's going to happen here coming up Monday.
And on that note, let's pause for a quick commercial break. Folks, please stay with us. Our special guest this evening, Greg Colson, he'll be joining us in 3 minutes again. We'll open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443, all that and more when we come back. Please stay with us.
Cool.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome back. Phone number, 800-313-9443. Our special guest this evening, analyst Greg Colson, joining us. Greg, welcome, and please continue. We were just discussing the Middle East, and you mentioned about some things coming up in the near future.
Yes. Supposedly this Monday, they're supposed to be doing this meeting in the Middle East area, mostly surrounding the idea of dealing with Jerusalem. And there's the... It looks like this roadmap for peace thing is coming really close to being really the hot button issue of what's going to happen within the next few months.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they, some years ago they already had this thing signed off on, and Israel had already agreed to it with concessions, not so many as the Palestinian side of it, but this whole thing, this little piece of land over there is the most hot button issue on the planet. And that's one of the key trigger points, I believe, when they make some decisions. If they can't make the decisions like they want, the international community has already pretty much decided. Since these two groups can't decide for themselves, they worked out this roadmap for peace and is going to enforce it upon them and made them make the decision to sign off on it and get busy with it. And I think it's come up to the point now where there's such a spiritual aspect of this thing on top of what they're just doing with just two groups of people. When you look at this thing about the Arab situation, this Mahdi business, and this new Messiah thing coming mm-hmm. from one side, the Jews have always looked for a Messiah to come and save them from their enemies. And It's crazy how the Arabs are presenting from their perspective that this Mahdi, we call him an Antichrist, this new guy is coming in to fill in the picture to try and get rid of their enemies too. It's almost the same story from two different sides of the street with a whole different outcome. I think biblically it's going to be interesting, beyond interesting, what's coming up next.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yes, I think that obviously these peace treaties, I think that in order for these things to happen, and again, if you want to go into Scripture and you look at this, sort of great peacemaker who'll be, having these treaties and whatnot established and the Antichrist violating them, things have to get nasty before they can have peace. And it's very interesting, too, because I was reading an assessment from these Chinese astrologers about the year of the pig, which began as of Monday, I believe. And what they, or maybe it's this upcoming Monday, what they basically said is that there's going to be horrific, violence, I guess they could say, nations fighting and warring with each other, lots of natural disasters and calamities, but that by the end of the year, everything would be good, that there would be somebody who is born of significance, who would be in a position to establish good things. And when you start factoring it all in, whether it's the Iranian assessment of things, the Christian assessment of things, it all lines up that right now is the time, brother.
Yeah. It looks to be that thing on one side of the fence are looking at this year being called the year of the great initiate. This guy, this new thing, this character that's supposed to solve the world's problems. And the world's got to have, a major catastrophic problem for him to be able to solve.
That's right.
And they're going to produce it for it, just ready, make it ready, ready-made, mm-hmm. just for him. And I hate to say it. I hate to feel what I felt, but that intuition that I didn't get to, go on to too depth here. If they hit the United States with maybe 10 major cities, I can see this scenario from this TV series, Jericho. Like it or not, I can see this scenario playing out a lot the same. And life will continue. Life will go on. They don't want to completely annihilate America because they got to have their little, North American Union. That's got to work. There's got to be enough left of this country to make that viable and continue. And I see that. I see that happening. But I see natural disasters. I see a great many people being knocked off in all this stuff that takes place between this nuclear World War III and this what's left of the United States, what's left of Mexico, what's left of Canada, when they all merge together in one little state. The most people don't know. The entire world has already been divided up into 10 regions already. It's been that way since before they ever had a UN. They had already, the big moguls, the big people that really run the money of the world have already decided how this thing is already supposed to be divided up. And now it's just actually playing for resources. It's like a game. It's like Stratego on a world scale. That they're trying to work it up where they know who has what. And they're playing sort of like a chessboard for themselves. They're having fun with this thing to see what they can grab up and have and own and operate. And the people have to have some pretty severely warped minds to do some of the devious stuff they've got going on, but they've got, a pretty devious mind backing them, and, his name is Lucifer himself.
Yeah. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. You want to take some calls, Greg?
Go for it.
Let's do it, folks. 800-313-9443. Let's go to Henry in Connecticut. Welcome to the show, Henry.
Yeah. One of the things I was going to say, though, is this, though. There is this guy named William Cooper and also H.P. Blavatsky mentioned about the U.N. and some guy, they want to bring the U.N. under the, the people to look toward this person named Maitreya as some kind of person to answer the world's problems and so forth. And there's this guy named Benjamin Krimp who's pushing this guy named Maitreya. And I think the name of the organization is Share International. But here's the thing that people don't get, I think even these globalists do not get. Do you know how many people really belong to Share International, either, attend their meetings or whatever?
No.
Very, very small number. What I'm saying is that, these people, when even Albert Pike, I think they sort of left some things out. I think they left some generational factors out. The fact that maybe future generations may not be as interested in everything with world affairs and humanity as they were, And I see that happening. The Masonic membership is quite low, except for, you know, people directly related that are joining. That wasn't always the case. In the 30s, 40s, and 50s, they got people off the street. They can't do that anymore. I know part of it's from William Cooper and a lot of things. But even the people at the Share International and all these, you know, Answer for World coming together with mankind and all that. Now, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think most Americans and even a lot of Europeans, that's why you have all those anti-hate laws and all that crap, really aren't interested in that kind of stuff. They're more interested in their own country's sovereignty and money, number one, and their own race and people. They're not into these ideals that these ones that are, I think, a good 60-something and over, maybe even 50s, when I say 60 and over, really into. And there are exceptions. There's a John F. Kennedy place up in Hartford, Harvard University, that takes some younger members for some stuff of this global crap. But they could be direct lines from people related to people like Bill Clinton and John McCain and all that. Now, rather than rambling on, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, if you see a disagreement with that or what.
I see you're pretty correct. And you probably, Frank, probably noticed the same things I noticed there.
Yeah.
They're keeping this stuff in the family.
I'm up to 40 myself. And, you know, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Yeah, they're keeping their stuff. They're getting more. They're getting less recruits. People are getting wise to some of that stuff. They don't have time to mess with you, man. They got global problems of their own to mess with, and being just a member of the Freemason Society is only helps certain groups. When I worked at the TDCJ, it would help you advance up in the system if you were with that Freemason stuff.
Right.
But there's only a certain areas of society that's even working anymore, and outside those certain areas, it's, you know, the necessity for it is not really great. But on that higher level, like Skull and Bones, they're keeping it within the family. You know, they're only really recruiting people that are connected with, you know, that have real good connections with each other. And that's what I can see with that going.
Yeah, I think that's pretty spot on. I mean, if you think about it, for the secret societies and for the people, the movers and shakers of the planet, the problems arise when you get to two extremes. Too many people interested or not enough people interested, but at the same time trying to keep it moderately secretive. So you want to have a few, but I agree. I think that, you know, the damage of people like Bill Cooper and Ralph Epperson and so many that have sought out to expose the Masons. Jordan Maxwell too, sure. All those people, and there's tons of them out there who are doing great things to make that all happen. And, you know, I think that that's doing some damage. You look at the film National Treasure.
It did damage a lot.
Well, yeah, no doubt. But what I'm saying is that regardless, if you go and you tell somebody who's a member of an organization that organization is infiltrated and has an allegiance to Satan, what do you think they're going to say? They're going to say, you're a liar, Henry. They're not going to believe you. But the point is if you can keep younger generations from joining, then the older, you know, the old guard is going to die out. And that's what's happening. And when you see a film like National Treasure come out, that's a 2-hour, multi-million dollar Hollywood recruiting film for the Freemasons. Well, obviously there's an issue, and they're putting up billboards. They're running advertisements in the paper. You never heard of a National Treasure?
Well, I mean, I might have heard the name, but I don't know if it interests me, but yeah, go ahead. I don't want to interrupt your thought. Go ahead.
You already did.
Oh,
it's okay. No, I don't mind. I'm just saying.
Hollywood was promoting in billboards and.
No. The film, there was a film that came out.
The film that they're promoting, right?
Yeah. It's called National Treasure. It's out on DVD or VHS or whatever.
Okay.
And you can go and rent that if you want. But in essence, what this is a fictional story where the framers of the Constitution put a map on the back of, like, I think it was the Constitution, maybe it was the Declaration of Independence. Anyway, on the back of the document was a map that led to these secretive treasures that, you know, the Illuminati had, and then the Freemasons had, and then the Knights Templar had, and they did that so that way, you know, to protect this deep dark secret of this great riches to of course help America. So at the end of the movie, they find it, and everybody's happy, and America's rich, and people are prosperous, and it's all thanks to the Masons. Stay with us, folks. We're back in 3 minutes.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Glad you're here. Saturday morning, you're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. And our guest this evening, Greg Colson, welcome back, sir. And also want to welcome back our caller, Henry, in Connecticut.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Welcome back. But anyway, like I was saying, yes, you know, they've had to switch gears and actually seek to do some recruiting, which I think is very interesting, something they haven't had to do before. Used to be you'd pretty much have to ask for it, but now that's where they are. Hold on a second. Thomas, bump that music down, man. Wake up. All right. Henry, go ahead.
No, that's fine. What I was also going to say is, I don't know, I'll give you some new, the guy mentioned Skull and Bones before. I found out some new information about that.
Oh, okay.
They used to just take white males. Then they changed it and made it females, but I think maybe the females had to be European. Now it is females and black women also. Now, the only thing that tells me, why would they make the change? Well, the only reason why they would make the change, that kind of change, and that's true, I don't live that far, actually, I'm in Connecticut, I don't live that far, but why would they make that change? The only reason why they would make that change is either, one, there aren't enough younger white males really interested in that, or two, there's just not enough. Maybe there's not enough, so they have to make changes and have a wider base. Now, the other thing is this. There's a third thing. I mentioned about Cooper and all those people you mentioned that exposed them, too, for the global stuff. There's another factor. There is some stuff about a few years ago that came out about the actual true occult and magic arts, and not necessarily satanic, but just the power of magic. Once you can call angels, all types of gods, etc. a lot of that came out. And the actual, there was one guy in particular called Botno, Brotherhood of Northern Light, that actually had the original grimoires that were translated from French that weren't deviated like the English Museum ones were. So what I'm saying is this. A person could learn the true magic occult arts without having to join these Luciferian groups like the Rosicrucian and Masonry and, you know, those kind of groups and lead to that path. They could be, walk their own path, learn a lot. Now, that's one factor. That's one possible factor also.
I think that's a great point.
There is. A lot came out. A lot came out in the past 5 years, I'd say from the late 90s, because even myself, I know there was a lot of stuff to try to fool people with these other books, with the fake magic stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's the real stuff. And there's even a book that actually gave some real magic out of the Bible that could be used with some of the Psalms, by the way, that you would burn a candle on a particular night. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And
wow.
There's a lot of that that came out. See, a lot of that knowledge was hidden, okay? And a lot of these guys kept us suppressed. And so you had to join Rosicrucian Order, move through their ranks, especially Rosicrucian Order. But even some of those others, Golden Dawn, I mean, they could be Illuminati and not Illuminati. Maybe they broke a wire. But still, I won't go on and on. But you don't have to anymore if you know the – plus the Internet. So that allows people to Google and maybe find the right source. It's different, so that screwed them up, too. But the other thing is that a lot of these people I know, I'll say this on top, but a lot of people I know, ones my age, especially ones around that are under 40, but I can't say all, okay? There are exceptions. And maybe older than 40, too, I found that, too. They just don't seem to have this interest in all this global humanity and whether all races come together and less evolved, better humanity and world peace and all that. I just don't see that, although there are exceptions. I think they're more interested in their own nation, economy, standard living, money, not necessarily in a devious, evil way, but I think that's, I just don't think, even with the moral stuff, I could say sexually and otherwise, the attitude is different than they say the ones grew up in the 50s or 60s. If you kind of know what I'm saying.
I think that's fair, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
people
and
get burned out on
stuff. They know. I heard Ian Cooper mention before he got shot. They don't have as many people younger, even in the CFR, really joining any of this stuff. Because when you became a part of Rockefeller or any of those guys, you didn't just join them like the guys in the Congress that once are committing treason now. They're not doing it just because they're being paid off. Yeah, they can be paid off, and you got puppets. That's true. But that's not all of it. Most of these guys, like Bush and all of them, they're not doing it just for the money.
No.
They're doing it because it's something they really believe in that matters, that stands for something, that they have conviction, that think, may want to be a part of, but they believe in that's worthy. You understand? It's not like all of them are just being paid off, if you kind of see what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do. Absolutely.
Yeah. And a lot of these Illuminati people, too, I mean, they're not... even George H. Bush, I could tell when he mentioned he got a lot of money. I mean, because first of all, they get all this money, right? They could break away and turn on him. You haven't had that. So they're doing it because they really believe in the treason. It's not because some of them are exceptions, but I don't believe all of it just because they're being paid off. I just don't believe it. I think they really believe in it, just like this thing with Benjamin Krim and the Maitreya stuff. But they don't, I'll just say this and go, I don't see them having a lot of younger people really interested in that universal humanity stuff like what they push in the early, before I was born, like in the early 60s and 50s. And I just don't think that stuff matters to them. I think they more care about their cars and...
Well, to an extent, Henry, but I mean, let's not... Yeah, I understand, but let's not say that there's two sides. I mean, there's certainly two extremes, but there's not only... I either care about world peace and a collective global government and profiting off of it, or I care about myself only, because that implies that there's no wiggle room anywhere else. So,
yes, that's true.
But I see what you're saying as well, and I think it's a good commentary on society that we do have this absolute love and need for extremes. Hey, thanks for the call, folks. We'll be right back, folks, in 3 minutes. Please stay with us for more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Our special guest this evening, Greg Colson. Greg, welcome back, sir.
Yes, sir.
Any comments before we move on?
Yeah, I could see. I could fill in some stuff about what he talked about a minute ago. I could see how it opened the room for this thing called Christian Wicca. The new
yes.
thing with Satanism being more available.
Hold on a second. Thomas, yeah. Turn the music down. All right, go ahead, Greg.
He's having too much fun with that, isn't he?
Or not enough.
Yeah, it's just this Christian Wicca thing. They've unlocked the doors, and this video that came out some recently called The Secret is uncovering a lot of stuff, this Celestine prophecy and different things that are trying to get people more interested in a different aspect of it. It's opening the door more for a New Age idea that's not just bound and they want this society to do this. They've been holding this for centuries up until the time frame they need for right now. Because when they get this World War III thing going, they get the people that's left over from that. They want them to have in a mindset. Like it goes right back to this subliminal suggestion thing. They're opening the door to more of this stuff on TV programs all the time. Dresden Files, Supernatural, all these crazy shows that are out on TV now that are opening the door, like Kraft, the movie, and then, you know, all this stuff we've seen, they're getting people's mindset ready for mm-hmm. more of that. And to be in that framework, to think in that way, and think in, you know, more, you know, ethereal thoughts of fantastic things that maybe we have the power to change the world, maybe the, you know, like that series called Heroes, that people are being changed and altered in some ways, they have superpowers and capabilities and stuff. And
sure.
I think they want to build a society like this. I think they want to be able to do that.
I think that it also builds on people's inherent need to be better than someone else.
Yeah.
See, and that is just a psychological hang-up. You know, and my thing about it, and you know, I don't know, maybe it's just me. I like to see people do well. I don't have a need to be better than anybody else. I don't have a need to do, you know, for other people to fail. It's just, but most people do. They want to be a member of the right religion, the right club, the right organization, the right group, the right political party. And you know, if they can get past that, then they'll stop. Shows like Heroes will fail miserably because, you know, hey, I'm not saying that we didn't all read comic books as kids and we didn't all want to be Superman or whatever the case may be, but this is something else. This is something of a superiority type of thing, as you mentioned, like a master race.
Yeah. It's the true art of nobility is not to be better than everybody else, but to be better than you used to be yourself.
Oh, there you go. I like
and
that.
That's the key that we need to drive toward that, to be better than we used to be. The day before yesterday.
Yeah, that's
fantastic. Be better tomorrow. That's how we love each other and love ourselves better with this you know, understanding that we have that God gave us to have. Mm-hmm. And we're headed for a future that we need more of that in it versus what we see coming. And we're going to have to help out best we can.
That's
you and
good.
I are, you know, we're the kind of people, the reason why they built off-road vehicles, you see, to be able to travel from one place to another. People's got it in their, you know, they're set in their mind they're going to have to follow the road that's been given them. But you and I, we're set for those kind of things where, well, maybe we'll go off the road and discover something that's not down the road, you know, that's been laid out for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we discover things that other people, you know, we miss the days of when nothing but horses, you know, best off-road vehicle you could get.
Yeah.
You know, those days back then, everything was open season to look and discover and explore and understand, and now we're being boxed in by cities and streets and walls and roads that take us where they want us to go rather than, you know, we don't have a mindset to think of going other places because we're just following the road with everybody else.
It's an excellent, excellent point, my friend. Let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, welcome to the program. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show. Okay. Mike is not there. Let's try Lauren in Ohio. Welcome to the show.
Hey there, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Mike has left the building. Call back, Mike.
It would seem so. It would seem so.
Hey, what an interesting conversation.
Yeah, it's something. Now, you're Lorraine, right?
Lauren. Yeah.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show.
Well, I had to call because you know this is my topic.
Yeah.
And the reason that I had to call was because the things that you're saying. Now, I don't have a television. I have a television, but it doesn't work except for tapes. So I don't know what all these new Jericho and all these shows are.
Mm-hmm.
But remember when I was talking to you about the fact that if we understood the Bible correctly, we could never be snowed with this nonsense?
Yes.
Okay, because it's Armageddon. Columbus came over here with that. Armageddon, yeah. Washington, when he was here, what'd he have? He had the dream. What's painted on the ceiling of the White House, you know, him touching the finger of God, all that nonsense.
Yeah.
And the reason is because if I can get you to focus left, right, what do your peers think? What do other men think?
Mm-hmm.
Then you're not looking up.
Mm.
Because, see, God's the creator. He controls. What are these Masons? What are these Rosicrucians? What is it that they're trying to do?
Mm.
In the end, they're trying to get you to surrender yourself to the illusion.
Mm.
We can tell you the secrets. Join our club. We'll help you.
Yeah.
Who did Christ, what did Christ come for? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He came so you don't need a second. You don't need help except through him. And here's the thing. When you're talking about Jerusalem and this whole little game they're getting ready to try and play over there, it's not going to work. And the reason it's not going to work is because I was raised godless heathen, witchcraft, not witchcraft, but, you know, like my parents got us a Ouija board, you know what I mean? We went to church to dress up, okay? We didn't know anything about God, okay? Ran as far from him as we could, got into as much trouble as we could.
Hmm.
But here's the thing. In the end, and it, of course, I didn't figure this out until my mother was dying, and so I started looking at the Bible, and oh my gosh, there were all the answers that I had never seen in my whole life. I managed to go through school, through high school, through college, and I never saw the only thing that could make a difference in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And see, this is the whole trick. What's happened is people love the truth.
Yeah.
And so they're not going to be able to get away with this because just the situation in Jerusalem, if you read the Bible, what is Jerusalem?
Mm-hmm.
Jeru is the city, Salam, Shalom, it's peace. The city of peace is within you. What did Jesus say? The temple of God is within you.
Yeah.
See, so it's not a going outside to solve the problem. It's a going home.
Yeah.
It's a you coming back to God, and God is truth. And so it doesn't matter what Bush says about this Muslim or Olmert says about that. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter what our opinions are, what our feelings are. The only thing that matters is the truth, and we either choose as free men to come to it or to run from it. And that's the only measure of the man. They've turned it into competition. Are you better than he is? Are you faster than he is? Are you appreciated by other men? Well, whose notions are those? Those are the notions of men, of worldly, fleshly men. When did the Hebrews get in trouble in the Bible? Take a look at Maccabees. Take a look at whenever they got in trouble, what they did was made a pact with the Gentiles.
Mm.
So you put your confidence where it doesn't belong. There is no solution that men are ever going to establish that's going to be better than God's way. Mm. And that's why he said, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. You
yep.
can't get there without going through the truth. And so what's happening is now we've got this situation where we've got all these great shortwave shows like Frank talking about alternative health. And it's not alternative health. What it is it's the truth.
Yes.
And so people are now coming away from the lie. I don't know if you noticed or not, but this is the second year in a row that cancer deaths have dropped. Now, was there some cure for cancer? Did Rockefeller come out with something to save? No. People have said, no, wait a minute. I guess I have to be responsible for me. Mm. Well, that's what being a king in the kingdom is all about. That's what the nations, when you were saying the nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, we are the nations. Nations, cities, states, angels, children of God. That's what we are. That's what Christ, he said, come and join me in the way. He didn't say, follow me. He said, come and join me in the way.
Just like Paul said, you know, follow me while I follow the Lord.
Amen. And this is the thing. The way they've got it structured is a pyramid. There's only one guy on top, and he gets to boss all the other humans. The problem is God made the humans. So now each man has a choice. Do I obey the men, or do I obey God? And they're trying to make it now, if you notice what they're doing. You're with Al-Qaeda if you don't want to. You know, you're a separatist.
Yeah,
you're
with us or against us.
That's right. Now, here's the thing. Who is us? Because this is the whole point. Can you get along with your wife? You know, if you can't make an agreement with one man, how do you think you're going to make some perfect agreement with all the people? You
that's
can't even get along with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, and that's normal. We're only men. But my whole point is, what's happening is the younger generation, I'm 43, we have figured out we're not interested in following a lie anymore. We're not interested in competing with our fellow man. We want to help people. We like people to succeed. We're happy. And this is the whole point. People have finally figured out, you know, there's no joy in what they're getting us to chase. Why am I going out to work, dumping my kids in daycare, working two jobs so I can have a car that I don't have time to drive and enjoy anywhere, don't have any money, don't see my children? You see what I mean? The only things that are important in life, they've taken away from us and put us out of our own houses and out of our own kingdoms, off of our thrones and out of our elements, because we're not at the right hand of God. So you've got to be on his right hand. That means doing it his way. That doesn't mean perfection. That doesn't mean one man judging another man for how right and how good you are. What it is how close will you huddle in to the truth? And so when you find out things like 911 was an inside job, and when you find out things like you got a bunch of Freemason, drug dealing, devil doing, death dealing, criminals, traitors that won't even obey the Constitution, and here you got a bunch of people running around, oh, our country, what is your country if it's not your Constitution? And the thing is, of course, the Constitution isn't even the country. Each one of us, we are our country. We are our own borders. And so you don't have the right to control that outside of yourself. And what they've done is they've flipped us into this situation where we believe that there's no way to have peaceful communities unless you have this top-down governmental structure of men. And if you notice, who are we attacking over there? All the countries that have no centralized government.
Mm-hmm.
Look, no centralized government. That's why there's anarchy. There's no such thing as anarchy. Rebel against gravity. And by the way, I'll say this and then shut up. Extreme.
Uh-huh.
Gravity is extreme. You understand what I'm saying? Truth. It's extreme, baby. Go on to it. And that's how we win. We'll clean their clocks because they don't have anything we want anymore.
Yeah.
Excellent.
But I appreciate
everything
you guys are doing.
Wow. Well, thanks for the incredible contribution. It's fantastic stuff.
Well, I'm surprised because usually people are, you know, you're not black enough, you're not Christian enough, you're not patriotic enough, you're not.
No.
And what it comes down to is I love the truth. I'll go wherever it is.
And see, and that's something we have in common, I think, you know, all of us. Otherwise, people wouldn't probably listen to stuff like this because it's not an ego stroke. It's the truth. And the truth is divisive. And the truth is, ultimately, when you get past the surface, deep down, the truth is there's something. It's common ground. You know, we all have that inherent desire for this. So, we all see things differently, but there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. So I think it's fantastic stuff, and I appreciate the call very much.
I hope she likes my webpage.
Yeah, I hope she does, too.
I think she'll learn a lot from it. I think even if you haven't looked at it yet,
long
page, because it'll make you ask questions you haven't asked before, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what it's all about. Yeah. Let's go to Norm in Illinois. Norm, welcome to the show. Hello, Norm.
Yeah.
All right, there you are. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Number one, I was wondering if you could repeat that website again.
Yes. Whenever you're ready, sir.
It was Time Seekers.
Time Seeker.
Time Seeker with no S.
No S, not plural. I'll spell it out. You got something to write with?
Right.
Okay. HTTP://timeseeker.home.mchsi.com.
All right.
Okay.
I was just wondering, earlier I had heard Greg talk about Planet X.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if he would possibly go into that a little bit.
Sure.
Okay.
From my assessment of what the analysis I've made, from some of the things that have been done about the telescope that's been built by the Vatican in Arizona, they're trying to pinpoint some stuff. There actually has been talked about some satellite that they actually helped put up for the Vatican to look at this thing. Hubble has been changed about a little bit and altered so they can see farther into the nearer solar system, not so much. That's why, one of the major reasons why when the Hubble was put up there, it was invented from an aspect and perspective of being nearsighted, to see something closer within our own solar system that's not, you know, billions of light years away, something that's nearer. These people didn't do this by accident. When they built the Hubble, they didn't accidentally make it nearsighted. They knew exactly what the hell they were doing. When they put this thing together for that purpose, they had other intentions. They put other mirrors up there when they did some other work on it to make adjustments so they could see farther, but they already got the information they wanted. They know this thing is coming. From the estimates I've heard and been able to pick up, it's about five times the size of Jupiter, which would put it in the category of a brown dwarf star. And the cloud that's surrounding it's about 20 times the size of Jupiter. This thing's headed toward us. It's going to pass through what used to be the asteroid belt. There, at one point, scientists have been trying to unravel why this asteroid belt even exists as an unformed planet. No, it was a perfectly formed planet. Some of the estimates that I've picked up from people that in the scientific community that have looked and done radar sweeps of the asteroid belt, trying to determine how much total mass there is, this planet would have to have been at least four, maybe five times the size of Earth. And this thing got wiped out when this thing came through. It passed through this area too close to the planet, and it caused it to completely come apart. This is what created, for the creationists that believed the Earth was only made 6,000 years ago, they hinged that on one of the factors that the comet that we have, the comets, the history of comets in our solar system is pretty young and pretty recent. Yes, it is. Somewhere in the vast millions of years, this thing has not always been out there. Somewhere we've crossed a median within our galaxy that came within half a light year maybe, within a certain period of time of a few million years, came into an orbit that linked up with this new brown dwarf star that became this dual sun type problem we have now. And I don't know how long it's going to last. I don't know. But we know how much of a problem it is. There's been some measured like every 36,000 years, some have measured every 5,000 years, some 5,200 years. I think we look at the time frame between now and like Noah's Ark, Noah's Flood. 3,600 years ago pretty much puts the right time frame that may have came through then. If you put it at 5,200-year time frame, you would put it on the perspective that when the earth, according to Genesis, if you look at the other aspects of the Bible, the earth was made dry land, okay? For billions of years was dry land. Something happened to the earth that caused it to be without form and void and covered with water all over the earth. There's this thing that had to have done this. This brown dwarf was probably involved in both of these floods. And I hear the music.
Yes, you do. Norm, if you have more, you're welcome to stay on with us. If you don't, you can listen offline, and we'll let... well, I'll tell you what. Actually, we're at the end of the show. Jeez. Norm, thanks for the call. Greg, we'll let you finish up your thoughts when we come back here, folks, for the conclusion of Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. Tail end of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio has gone by quickly this evening. Our special guest, Greg Colson. Greg, thank you for all of your time here. And, boy, it's just been moving fast, huh?
Yes, it has.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and finish if you had any more thoughts on this on Planet X and whatnot. And we can, you know, obviously have you back on and do whole shows on whatever. But
that'd be awesome, bro.
Yeah. Well, I'd enjoy that.
Yeah. I think if you want to tab a date on the thing, it's looking at 2009, 2010 that this thing will probably pass through. A lot of people looking at this galactic plane of a particular time, of, you know, time frame coming up, and we're lining up with the galactic center again in a certain way in our galaxy, and this thing seems to be matching some time frame, almost like a celestial clock of some kind on the Mayan scale calendar, you know. If you look at it, and if the Mayan calendar, if our actual time frame of our measuring of times, of years, if it's off by 3 years, you know, 2009 may be more 2012 than we have any idea.
Absolutely.
And we may be closer to trouble, and there's a whole other show that I could talk about that. Some very interesting aspects from a biblical perspective of things that really people have not touched on yet.
Well, that would be great, and I would enjoy that very much. I got to say this though, that it's what you do is I think what everybody should do, and that is just take the evidence available and just start down that road. Go and research. This is what we've really talked about from the beginning of the program tonight, all the way through, and what we try to talk about every night. People need to do their own research. They need to go in the directions that God is pointing them and find the answers there, the treasures, in essence, that are there for us to discover and do something with it.
Ask questions. And,
and
when you get to something in there, you run up to things. This is where I gauge this. This is how, from a biblical perspective, that I gauge this. There's things that God himself said. When you discover what he's put out there, what he's presented to us,
mm-hmm.
and categorize them as an absolute, just as absolute as gravity is absolute.
Mm-hmm.
You can no longer ask yourself the question if this is true or not. Because if God said it is good enough for me, that's, you know, and prove what it did is exactly he did say. It becomes a biblical absolute. And then you start to really get somewhere in life, you ask the question, why? Why, Almighty God, is this true? And he's not afraid to give you an answer. He's not at all afraid. He's not afraid for you to ask him, and he's not afraid to give you an answer. And if you ask why, rather than just outright disputing it right off the top, if you ask why is this true, God will prove it to you why it's true.
Mm, that is such an excellent and integral point to everything. So,
yes, sir.
Wow. All right. Well, my friend, what can I say other than God bless you and thank you for all that you do? You're an inspiration to so many. And again, I haven't checked our website today, but if it's not up there now, it will be. Webmaster James will have that posted, and the people can just go to our website and click over to yours. But hey, God bless you, my friend.
And God bless you too, and hope to hook up with you soon and talk about more stuff.
It'll be a lot of fun. We'll do it. We'll do it. Folks, I hope you all have a spectacular weekend. Stay safe. Enjoy the blessings that you've been given. Otherwise, why the heck do we even fight every single day to keep them? Words to ponder. And now I'm off to bed. Have a great weekend.